It is well known that a person is supposed to have two kezesim of matzah at achilas matzah. Mekamotzi and al achilas matzah. And you have two kezesim, and this is printed in many haggadahs, and it's from the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Tov Ayin Hey. Question is this always the case? Is it necessarily true bizman hazeh? So just to begin, why would one need to have two kezesim? In general, if a person fulfills mitzvahs, a mitzvah sachila requires only one kezayis. So why would a person need to have two kezesim? So to provide a little background, the Gemara says that matzah is called lechem oni, and just like a poor person has a broken piece of bread, he doesn't have a full loaf, so too... We have a broken matzah that we use as well. So the Rishonim discuss what about the general requirement of lechem mishnah, and we generally have two full loaves for lechem mishnah. So there's a machlokas Rishonim, and some Rishonim, like the Rambam, apparently understood that lechem mishnah with two whole loaves, that's for a regular Shabbos and Yontif, but on Pesach. So too, we only have one full matzah and one broken matzah. Either lechem mishnah doesn't necessarily always require, doesn't necessarily have to be shleimin, or specifically on Leila Seder, since we have a din of lechem oni, so therefore we don't need shleimin, and you fulfill lechem mishnah by having the full matzah and the broken matzah, and that's what you have, a full matzah and a broken matzah. Many other Rishonim, the Balei Atosis, assume that you need to have both. You need to have lechem mishnah, that's two whole matzahs, plus also a broken matzah as well for the lechem oni, which comes out a little bit ironic, that dafka, because of lechem oni, we're going to have more. We're going to have two and a half instead of the two that we normally have. But okay, you have two for lechem mishnah, and then you have a broken one to symbolize the lechem oni. So that is the general practice, that we have three matzahs, that we have two whole matzahs, as well as one broken matzah. So the broken matzah is because of the lechem oni aspect, and that's for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And we make the bracha of achilas matzah on that broken matzah. But the two other matzahs are for the mitzvah of lechem mishnah. And we're making the hamotzi on the other matzah. So you take the three matzahs, and you make hamotzi, and then you drop the bottom one, and then you just make al achilas matzah. But that being the case, that we're making hamotzi and al achilas matzah on separate matzahs, so therefore one should have what has to eat from both of those sets of matzahs. You have to eat from the broken matzah for achilas matzah, and from the whole matzah for hamotzi for the lechem mishnah, and stam achilas is a kezayis, so you should have a kezayis of both. So this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that one should have a kezayis of both. The Achronim point out, still, it's not easy to understand. Why do you have to have a kezayis from the one you make hamotzi? You make hamotzi even on less than a kezayis. So as long as you have a kezayis altogether, that should be good enough. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, that there is an opinion in the Rishonim that actually reverses, and it says you make hamotzi on the broken matzah, and you make al achilas matzah on the whole matzah. So to make sure that you're eating a kezayis from the matzah you made al achilas matzah on, have a kezayis from both. And it's clear, and he leaves it in the Be'er Halach, he actually leaves it as a tzarachim, it's clear that Maker Adin, you'd be yotzei with one kezayis. But nonetheless, preferable to have the two kezesim. So some of the more modern poskim point out the following, and this is in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and Chazon Ovadia, Ovadia Yosef, and I've seen a quote from other of the Gedolia poskim as well. That's very nice if you are able to eat a kezayis of the middle matzah and a kezayis of the top matzah. Like if you have your own matzahs that you're making hamotzi on and then you're eating. But oftentimes is the case is that a person makes hamotzi on these matzahs, then he distributes it to all the family members. And our matzahs bizmanenu are very thin. You don't have multiple kezesim from the prusa and multiple kezesim from the whole matzah that you can distribute to each member of the family. So you distribute only a little bit. So in any event, you're not eating a whole kezayis from the prusa or from the shlema necessarily. You have to supplement with the other matzah that's on the table. So it would be a nice idea to have a kezayis from the actual matzah that you made hamotzi on and from the actual matzah that you made alachilas matzah on. But being that that's not the reality, and we don't require everyone to have their own sets of matzahs and make their own sets of brachos, so the person actually making the brachos, if he can, should have a kezayis from each one. But otherwise, you should have something from at least the one that you made hamotzi on, from the shlema, because that's the din of lechem mishnah. So you should have hamotzi. You should have a piece from the lechem that was used for the lechem mishnah. And then, of course, you have to have a kezayis of matzah for the mitzvah of alachilas matzah. But being that you're not having anyway a kezayis from the actual matzahs that you made the brachas on, it wouldn't be required at all to have two separate kezayisim for achilas matzah. In any event, I think many people are noeg lahachmir on the shear of matzah. Could be anyway, you're getting two kezayisim meikra din, based on the meikra din shear. But in any event, it should be interesting tidbit to note that, of course, a person has to have the kezayis for achilas matzah, for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. But if it's not having from the actual matzahs, then in any event, so then it shouldn't really be required to have two separate kezayisim. Have a wonderful day.